The next coach on the teleconference is Iowa's Kirk Ferentz. Iowa hosts Northwestern on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Sure. You know, we're coming off a tough loss. It was disappointing, certainly, and went right down to the last place. So, you know, our challenge is to get back up on our feet and have an excellent week of practice. It'll be good to be home. We've been on the road 4 out of the last 5 weeks. We just had kind of a quirky schedule this season. But the good news is we're home now for 2 of the last 3 ball games. So happy about that. And most importantly, we just got to get back up on our feet and have a great week of practice and preparation because we're playing a team that's outstanding. They've been playing really good football. And, you know, they sit atop of the Big Ten West right now, and that's not an accident. They're playing really good football. And so the challenge is for us to get ready to play a great game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, follow two prompts, so we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your first question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, I'm asking multiple Big Ten coaches this, excluding your own guy, who's of the teams you've faced so far, who's been the Big Ten quarterback that impressed you the most in the games you played?
Well, I'd go with the last two that we played, and I'm not going to draw a line between them, but, you know, we've played two guys that are seniors that really, you know, have total command out there and really lead their teams very well. You know, so talking about McSorley and Blau, both really good football players, and, you know, look to be great leaders. And I could say the same thing about Thorson, who's coming up this week. So it's 3 straight weeks in a row we're playing senior quarterbacks that are really top-notch players.
Is there something special when a guy is that seasoned? I think Blau's a 5th-year senior, McSorley was too, and I think Thorson is too. When guys get to that point and they've started for as long as those guys have, is there just a certain savvy and understanding they have about the game that a kid who might be a sophomore or freshman just doesn't?
You know, Thorson, I'm sitting here, he played pretty well his sophomore year too. But, yeah, there definitely is. I think that's true of all players. But, you know, quarterback's a very prominent position, a very focal position. And, you know, the big difference there is that typically quarterbacks have to make a lot more decisions than other positions, and at least their decisions are a little bit more visible to everybody else. And, you know, basically as your quarterback goes, it really impacts how your team goes.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Andy Seligman, Associated Press.
Yes, Coach, just in general, how do you feel about the way your season has gone? And also, are you surprised at all about how some of the Big Ten races have shaped up at all this year?
Well, you know, in regards to that, no, not really. And the other part about that, we're still – you know, 3 weeks away from really knowing how it's going to end, and there's going to be a lot of twists and turns, just like the national. I was going to chuckle out of the, you know, the ESPN's done a great job of creating a, you know, a TV show. I don't know, the 2nd or 3rd week they've had that. I don't know how many people watch the show, but, you know, you can watch the 1st one, the 2nd one, 3rd one, and still things are going to change dramatically between now and the finish line. So, but that's part of the intrigue of college football. You know, everybody's interested in it. And I think that's one of the things that makes college football great, and especially our conference great, because it typically is very unpredictable. So, you know, a lot of football to be played, and we'll all know a lot more here in about 3 weeks. As far as our season goes, this team's been, you know, just really enjoyable to work with. Going back to January, I've said it pretty consistently. They've had a really good attitude. They've had a good work ethic. And, you know, we've played 9 ball games now. And they've really hung together. They work together. And they fight through tough times. And, you know, so we're obviously sorry. And, you know, it's tough to deal with the games where you come up short. But they've done a lot of great things. And, you know, we're eager to play these last 3 games right now. Got our hands totally full playing with Northwestern this week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.